Good morning. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs, law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale, satellite offices in Orlando and Tampa. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state. Give us a call right here in the studio, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
Good morning, everybody. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and our newsletters, just make sure to go to our website at condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list, because by joining each week, you can get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, as a matter of fact, pay now or pay later, why we won't spend on reserves and on our safety. Sometimes bewildering, right? How many years have we spent talking about this topic?
Yeah.
And kind of bizarre. Hey, Karen, in light of the news that led into today's show about 20 players at the first NFL game of the day taking a knee,
How about you and England?
Do the show standing today?
In England.
Right? We'll just stand up during the whole show. What do you think?
Well, they stood for God Save the Queen.
Right, but not our own national anthem. Right. Kind of ridiculous. But last show, we spent our time answering all your hurricane-related phone calls and issues, and we seem to have recovered pretty quick here in South Florida.
Yes, life not so much for Puerto Rico. I just talked to Kurt Schilling.
He's taking
I actually have his phone number. He's taking a whole C-130 full of supplies to Puerto Rico, and he'll be on with the morning show tomorrow morning with Jen and Bill to talk about Puerto Rico and what he's doing there, and also about the kneeling at the game.
Yeah, oh, he's a guy that would definitely not stand for it. I know that.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy pitched with that bloody sock. I'll never forget
the
that.
Red sock.
The red sock, right?
Yeah, absolutely, exactly. Absolutely. So last week, of course, we spoke about the fact that board members need to be very careful not to get ripped off after a storm, because scammers and fraudsters are everywhere, unfortunately.
And I can't tell you even just how many stories I already heard this week. If I tell you, I reviewed a proposed contract that was sent to one of my clients from a private insurance adjuster, and I looked at it and I said, wow, already it's starting. You know, the I could not believe some of the terms that were contained in here. So I just wanted to remind our listeners about the things they need to be careful about after the storm. I know you have a lot of repairs to do, big major repairs to make, as a matter of fact, but you got to be careful. Don't be eager to accept settlement offers from your insurance company without knowing if you're going to be resolving them of any additional liability. Be careful. Don't be eager to hire anybody to make repairs without verifying licensure and proof of insurance. You wouldn't believe how many times, Karen, I'll get a contract, of course, after it's signed. Right? Not before it's signed.
Right? I signed this. Is this going to be okay?
Right. Hey, Eric, can you get me out of this? Now I can't.
It's sticking to your hand.
Right. And the first thing we'll do, of course, is check licensure, and the person isn't even licensed.
They're not even licensed.
You
know? So now they're liable because,
Yeah, it just gets worse and worse. So have legal counsel review your repair contracts first. Make sure your contractor isn't ripping you off and that the job is done timely. How about with permits, right? Proper permits when it's needed. Don't put down any large deposits on repair contracts, or I'm telling you, those funds will be gone.
What about half up front? Is that all right?
Maybe half. That would be the absolute most that I would do. If you can put down less, put down less. And get advice on whether or not your intended fix is actually a material alteration, because it might be.
Right, you got to vote on it.
Yeah, and that's going to require a vote of the owners, like you know.
And if you don't have pull that permit, they'll have to rip it down.
That absolutely. And by the way, if you wind up having a unlicensed contractor do the work for you, that unlicensed contractor is not entitled to a penny, nothing at all. So even if he completes the work and he sends you a bill for it, you don't owe him $1 if the work required licensure and a permit.
But what do you do about the work he did?
The work we did may have to come down.
Okay.
I mean, an inspector may come in and say, nope, got to tear it down, start over.
Simply because there was no license, even if
permit.
It meets the code.
It depends, you know, what kind of inspector you have in
your
corner.
Gotcha.
You know? But it's very difficult time now to be a board member, definitely a challenge. But like I said last week, if it's done right, it's going to be very rewarding as you watch your community rebuild and thrive. But if it's not done right, I'm telling you guys, you're going to be hiring lawyers to fight lots of battles in the future with a whole bunch of contractors, and it's not what you want. Okay, phones are actually blowing up. How about Karen in West Palm Beach?
Good morning, Attorney Glazer.
How are you?
I'm ready to hire an attorney, maybe you, not for a repair issue, but I'm a lessee of 10 years. Past owner had a maintenance company that took care of any repairs. Now I have a new owner in Toronto, a very wealthy man, and because of water intrusion, it's been 2 weeks, and he won't pay for a plumber to look to see what the problem is. I've had to go round and round with the association, or not the association, but management here, because he wants to put all the fiduciary, responsibility on them. He wants to take no responsibility.
Okay.
What are my rights?
Okay, so this is generally a landlord-tenant type question rather than a condo or HOA question. But under the statutes governing transactions between a landlord-tenant, you'd be able to give that landlord what's called a 7-day notice and send it out to that landlord by certified mail, return receipt requested, or send it overnight mail telling him what the problem is. You can't live. There's a water in the unit. It's dangerous. You have 7 days to fix it. If not, I am withholding the rent. It's a funny thing about landlords. You know what they understand? Withholding the rent, right?
Exactly.
The one thing that they like to get is the rent, right?
Yeah.
So you send that letter out saying you're going to withhold the rent, and my thought is you will definitely get a response.
Thank you.
Okay? You got it, Karen. Thanks for the call. How about we go to Ann in Deerfield?
Hi, good morning. I wanted to know how serious our HOA went ahead, and I guess there was a foreclosure. HOA fees were due. They took over the deed. In November,
who took over? In other words, your HOA foreclosed and now owns the place?
Right.
Okay.
And they did this in November of 2014. They never disclosed it to homeowners. I don't know how much money they spent, but they didn't flip it and get their money quickly. And then they said they didn't rent it because they had put in a one-year no-renting rule. You could talk about stupid on top of stupid. So I want to know how serious is this. Could this be even criminal charges?
No, absolutely not. What you're suggesting is actually very, very common. Oftentimes, HOAs file foreclosure actions to get a non-paying person out, period.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line. You don't work, you know, a lot of times you're not thinking about what's going to happen after the fact, but you want to make sure that a person isn't living there for free. So you wind up foreclosing on the unit. And yes, a lot of associations are stuck by their own rules. In other words, if the own rules of the community say you can't rent your units for the first year, and there's some debate about this amongst attorneys, but I can't see it any other way. If the rules apply to everybody else in the community, they apply to the HOA. No renting for 1 year. If it's good for the unit owners, that same rule applies to the HOA. Could they amend the documents and change it? Absolutely, they could. Now, is there a mortgage on the unit? It probably is that hasn't foreclosed yet, right?
It's a funny thing. As far as we see, there was one, but they didn't follow through. It was some mortgage company. They didn't follow through. They started and they didn't follow through. But the fact that they didn't disclose it to we, the homeowners, isn't that a problem?
Well, probably should have disclosed it, absolutely. But is there anything criminal or even negligent from what I'm hearing? No. Should they perhaps have done a better job disclosing and saying, hey, this is what's going on with unit number, whatever, we foreclosed on it, we now own it? Sure, they could have told the unit owners that. But sometimes, and I can tell you, especially when the foreclosure crisis was at its craziest, in some associations, they'd actually have to sit down and talk to you about dozens and dozens and dozens of foreclosures that they were going through. So, no, in this particular area, I'm not convinced that your board really did anything
wrong.
Can
I just ask you one other question related to
sure.
this? Is it possible for us to file a claim on the insurance that covers the board of directors for the amounts of money that they spent? They kept raising our monthly fees the past 2 years.
No, it isn't because they didn't do anything wrong. They foreclosed on a non-paying unit owner. That's their job. They did the right thing.
Yeah, they can foreclose if you didn't pay $90 for 3 months.
Exactly. It happens all the time. So, again, yeah, it's in the end, in hindsight, did they get back all the money they invested? No. But what's the alternative? To let a non-paying person stay in there forever? No, you can't do that either. So I'm with your board on that one. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Ann.
Hello?
How about we go to line 3, Joan in Fort Lauderdale?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Sure. We have a 1970 16-story condo. We opted out of installing a sprinkler system over the years. Are we now required to have a life-saving system?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, very good question. Okay, yes, absolutely. And this is where the confusion comes in. Just because you opted out of the fire sprinkler requirement does not mean that your local fire marshal can't come in and say, great, you opted out of that. I'm still putting you through an engineered life safety system. Now, the past legislative session, there was a bill by George Moraitis which would have allowed your association to opt out of the engineered life safety system as well. It passed the House and it passed the Senate, and it was sitting on the governor's desk, on Governor Scott's desk. 3 days before it would have become law, what happens? That terrible fire in London. So because of that terrible fire in London where so many people died, Governor Scott was kind of compelled to say, you know what, I'm not passing any legislation at this point that puts the lives of anyone potentially at risk. I'm not in favor of tearing down some of the engineered life safety system requirements. I'm going to make people put it in to save their own lives and the lives of firefighters and first responders, and he therefore vetoed the bill. So, yes, even though you voted down now the requirement for sprinklers, you will be required to install an engineered life safety system, and you'd be surprised, the cost may be just as much.
Yeah.
We don't know. But we got to do this. We got to take our first break. Thanks for all the phone calls so far. And when we come back, we're going to be meeting with Janet Hahn from Easy Apps, and we're going to be talking about some other new legislation requiring your association to put your official records on a website. We'll talk about how Easy Apps can help you with that, but not only with that, with an amazing app for your community that helps you do so many different things. So taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstel, Rosen, and Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstel, Rosen, and Goldenberg is prepared to
meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years' experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs. He specializes in community association law. Phones are full, but we do have a guest in the studio. And, you know, last week one of our callers had a question about the new law that requires condo associations to place the official records of the condominium association and the association on the association's website. And that new law is found at Florida Statute 718.111 and states by July 1st, 2018, an association with 150 more units shall post digital copies of the documents on the website.
Yeah, I love that, actually. And last week I also promised to have the right person on the show today who can answer questions about that new law and how she can help. So today we have with us Janet Hahn from Easy Apps, who's a wonderful sponsor of the show. So welcome, Janet. So glad to have you today.
Thanks, Eric. I'm excited to be here and to share with your very ardent listeners how Easy Apps is uniquely positioned to help associations make this transition to fully functional websites that meet the state requirements.
And when you say fully functional, I know you mean fully functional. It's amazing what some of this can do. And I know when you started Easy Apps, this law that requires the records to actually be stored on the website, that wasn't even in place. You were helping associations with other things and in lots of other ways by helping them actually build an app that you can use on your phone that all the members can use, not only on their phones but on their computers. And tell us about actually what your app can do, because that's amazing.
That's correct. Actually, Easy Apps started some 2 years ago as the app designing arm of Graphics Plus, which is a business established in Fort Lauderdale since 2003.
So you guys are around about 14 years.
14 years. At the time, we were kind of working closely with HOAs and wanted to test how access to cell phones could change how boards and management companies interacted with homeowners. Of course, it turned out that many associations didn't even have websites, mm-hmm. so it also meant an app sometimes seemed like a foreign concept or something that was way too expensive for them to afford. But we worked with them, providing them free demos to show them that the apps had great possibilities, and those possibilities included helping them pay their dues online, have immediate access to documents, making contacts with the management company and board members.
So you were ahead of the curve. You were actually helping people put documents on their apps way before the law actually became into effect.
Absolutely, because we saw the need. We understood that everything was going digital. Everybody had a cell phone, so why not take advantage of the technology as it is existing.
Sure, of course. So correct me if I'm wrong. So basically now, at the touch of a button, a unit owner can pay their assessments. They can get copies of all your governing documents. They could see notices of a meeting. I mean, to me, this helps a community association manager so much. It alleviates so much of what they do. That's a win-win.
That's correct. And, you know, it works for the homeowner, and in reverse, it works for the management company and, more important, for board members. We found that how amazing it is that those associations who have made the transition, in addition to what we've just mentioned, they've found that life is a lot easier because staying in touch with homeowners, like we said, has become a lot easier. We have one great example just from Irma.
You were telling me during our break before just what happened with one of your apps during and after Irma. I thought it was fantastic. So, yeah, tell everybody
Correct.
About it.
So in one community, one homeowner noticed that there was beginning to be flooding in one section of the community. That homeowner was able to send a text to the one board member who was taught how to send what are called push notifications that appear on the homeowner's cell phones as a text message. So each homeowner in this community that had over 108 units were able to advise that flooding was taking place in one section of the community.
So during the storm, the app had the ability to send, with the touch of a button, send one emergency notification to everybody in the community warning them about flooding. It went out to everybody.
Correct. And that they thought was more than worth the cost of getting the app installed.
Of course. You were saying, Karen.
I would like her to spell the name of her app.
Oh, the company is Easy Apps,
EAZIAPPS. Yes. So if you're looking for it right now, it's with a ZI.
Right, EAZI. Good call, Karen.
Thank you.
Yeah, what else was the app doing?
There's another great example that we have one community loves. You know, some of these large associations have problems with parking.
What do you mean some? They
yes,
all do.
Probably all of them.
Right, exactly.
Too many cars for limited parking spots. And most homeowners, when they do get a ticket saying that there's an infraction, they want to deny that it ever happened. So this particular association has implemented a feature on the app that allows the parking monitor company to take a picture of the car that is, you know, in breach of the law. And they actually send that picture with a note of the infraction to the individual homeowner. Of course, the homeowners are finding it kind of funny, but then, of course, they are caught. And they do prefer that they get their infraction notice this way than a big red sticker appearing on the car
it's
the
wonderful.
Next morning.
Sure. So instead of getting towed or instead of getting that annoying sticker, they're actually getting the courtesy of a picture of their car in violation saying, hey, buddy, please fix this right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, it's such a tremendous benefit to the owners.
And, of course, the association is now saving some costs.
Right, of course. Now, I've had the pleasure of representing Lemire Condominium in Hollandale for probably about 20 years. Massive, massive community. And I know I've spoke to them. You've built a wonderful website for them. You should know how happy they are. And it does all the things that we're speaking about. And tell me what you did for them.
Okay, we kind of think of Lemire as one of our larger clients who could testify how easy we made the process for them. And yes, their website is one that we call fully functional. We worked closely with them to include the features they wanted just for their communities, and the features could have varied from one tower to the next because, as Eric says, they're a massive community with three different towers. And included in the features were all of the state-mandated, the features were designed so that the state-mandated laws would have been fulfilled. So we designed it so that each homeowner had an individual pass-protected access. And in addition to that, if there was a homeowner who actually had tenants, the tenants also had access to specific portions of the website with their own specific passwords.
And I understand you even went down there, you stayed in touch with them afterwards, you gave them lessons on how to use the app, you know, you don't just do it and walk away.
Absolutely not, because it can become a daunting process, you know, you have a new website, you have to keep it updated. Sometimes it is whatever needs to be posted becomes time sensitive. So after the site has been launched, we do stay in touch and we make a commitment to the associations that we will be with you as long as you do not have 60% compliant, because we want you to get to 98%, 100% compliant rate.
Works the same way in law firms. Believe me, it's all about the customer service. So here you are, you're developing apps and websites for your community associations, and along comes the Florida legislature this year, and they require that associations of 150 or more units put their official records on an association website for condominiums. And you look at that and you say, wow, it's a monumental task to put all those records on a website. But is that something that Easy Apps can help associations with now?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we're going to agree with the associations that it looks like a daunting task, but if you're working with the right professional, and we would like to put ourselves there as the professionals, we are here to help you. Our staff kind of lives and breathes the digital world, and we do understand how intimidating this can be. So, of course, we take it in steps. We start by providing you a checklist of all the features that the site can provide so that you and your board can choose. And after you've made your choices, then we price.
So you give them like an a la carte menu, choose the things
correct,
that you think will work for you.
That works best for just your community. Then we follow up with a checklist based on what your choices are with all the items that you need to provide for us. And once we start designing the site, we give you a demo version of the site so that you are kept up to date with the actual development of the site. And you get to comment. You get to say, yes, we like this, we don't like this. Yeah. We like this picture, we don't like this
picture.
And
you can make changes along the way.
And we can make changes along the way so that the process is moved along pretty smoothly.
Right. Now, I'm sure it actually takes some time, like you're saying, to develop this fully functional site.
Oh, absolutely. And
I mean, if you're going to do it right.
If we're going to do it right, and of course we want it to be compliant with the Florida laws. So one request that we do make of board members who represent their associations and the management companies is that you do not wait until the last minute to get the process started, because we understand that board members themselves are volunteers, and the approval process sometimes will, you know, be take a little longer.
Sure.
And we would like to make sure that once we started, the process is being moved along.
Now, this is great. You were also telling me this, that your website can actually, when you build a website for a community, you can actually integrate that website with some of the software that the community associations already use, like TOPS, for example.
Correct. We did our survey, and we realized that many of the management companies do use TOPS as their preferred software provider. So now we are working with the TOPS to make sure that the integration between the association's website and the management company will be very seamless.
Nice.
And of course, yeah, cost effective for the HOA or condo association. And we are happy to announce that we are expecting this integration to be completed before the end of the year.
That's fantastic.
What about with the attorney's website?
Oh, we can work
at it. Now, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are very nervous about, like, Russians hacking into our websites.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so tell us, is that something that we need to be worried about?
Oh, we are so, so concerned about making sure all websites for HOAs and condos are password protected. We provide password protection for homeowners versus, say, tenants versus, say, an agent who is selling a property who would like access to
a document.
So
there might be different levels of access depending upon who wants access. That's great.
Right. We make sure we have this included in the site. And, of course, it is of particular importance to us because the platform that we use is actually designed for associations. And I mean that there are all kinds of websites out there. You know, you can look online or you can be watching your television and somebody will tell you, oh, it is only going to take you 10 minutes to run running.
You get what you pay for, though, of course.
Yeah, we make sure that the platform that we are using is actually just for HOAs and condo associations. And, of course, another thing that I would like to say here is that we've been noticing that some associations have documents posted that just allow any person, you know, just to go www.ericglazer.com, and you go on the site. It's an HOA site, but all the documents are there that are not password protected. And, of course, to our horror, we've also been noticing that even board members' email addresses are posted. So 10 weeks down the line when board members are getting spammed or, you know, they have their identity stolen, they have no clue how this could have happened. Mm-hmm. This is one way it could have happened, so we make sure.
Yeah, and the statute's actually mandating now that it's password protected.
It's password protected.
Right. So what kind of feedback have you been getting from customers?
Oh, the feedback that we've been getting is great. Once we get a company or an association to sign up, they're initial response is, oh, this is going to be a lot of work. But when they've worked with us, we understand that some, you know, communities have older folks. They're not used to the digital revolution. And we just tell them, listen, even grandparents are now on Facebook looking at their children's pictures. So there is nothing that great about it or nothing that you won't be able to understand.
Of course.
But the thing is, we work with the HOAs and the condos to make sure that they have at least 90% compliance, meaning 90% of their population signs up for the site. By doing simple things like a homeowner calls you to ask you a question, you answer the question or say, you know what, probably you should just go to the site,
of course,
check out the site, and that
force your owners to get used to it, and they will, of course.
And they will. And once they get used to it, they are so happy. And, of course, for the board members, there are no more excuses. Oh, we didn't get the mail. Oh, we didn't see the meet the
we
post
forgot
for
to
the
post
meetings.
It, right, exactly.
Oh,
right.
It's all the excuses. Now it is there on their phone, tablet, or computer, and it makes life so much easier.
Okay, sounds great, but you know, you have cost-conscious listeners out there. What do you tell them?
Oh, we just pride ourselves with very reasonable pricing. And since associations can choose what features they need and the extent of service we provide for them, we kind of customize costs to suit their needs. So, for example, we have some larger self-managed associations that say would have 400 units or more. We kind of design the site for them, and they find that it is more cost-effective to pay us to upkeep the site throughout the year at a very minimal cost. So a meeting is finished, the minutes are there, nobody has to be saying, oh my God, how do we get this posted to the site? How do we get the financials posted to the site? You just forward the stuff to us, we get it posted, and in so doing, we are making sure that you're going to be compliant with the new state laws.
I think, you know, based upon everything we talked about, it's to me, it's clear it pays for itself over and over. It keeps the homeowners happy. It makes the management company more efficient and gets the unit owners off of their back to some extent.
Correct.
And it reduces the monthly costs even of mailing to homeowners. You save so much money on that issue alone. So I got the feeling that there's a lot of listeners out there, certainly a lot of board members out there, that they how they can find out more about your product. So tell us, where is Easy Apps located and how can our listeners get in touch with you?
We're at 6499 Powerline Road at Fort Lauderdale. And like we said, we've been there since 2003. And, of course, since this new law is in place, we have instituted a very dedicated cell phone number where people can just send us text messages. And that number is 954-829-2273. That's 954-829-2273. And our regular phone number is 954-202-1033. I'll repeat that again for you, 954-202-1033. And then on the web, you can find us at Graphics, G-R-A-P-H-I-C-S. And then we use the little one in the middle that's called the hyphen, not the underscore,
right.
Hyphen. Graphics-plus.biz.
All right, graphics-plus.biz. And Janet, I want to thank you for being on the show today and for being a sponsor of the Condo Craze radio show. And I want our listeners to get in contact with you so that you can help bring them into the 21st century, quite frankly, and help them comply with the new law. It was really a pleasure having you today.
Oh, thank you so much, Eric. It was a pleasure being here with you, and we look forward to working with all the association and their boards to make this step as easy as possible. And remember, at the end of it all, you will be asking, why didn't we do this before?
I don't doubt that. Right. I think this is going to actually help a lot of associations in a lot of ways. So let's do this. Let's take a break. Taking your calls for Janet and anything else going on in the condo and HOA world. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Do you know the state of Florida has implemented new laws requiring websites for associations? And they haven't given you a lot of time to get it done. Good news. There's no need to worry, because the expert team at Easy Apps and its website division of Graphics Plus are ready to assess your needs and build a state-compliant site for your association. Board members, this is the right time to take advantage of digital technology and reduce your workload. You'll be able to increase awareness of community events in real time, save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents, collect monthly dues from members of the community right from their phone, communicate with your management company, post notices and other documents, and so much more. And now, for a limited time, Easy Apps and its web design division is offering a discounted price when you order a website and app package, so you can be compliant by the July 2018 deadline. They'll take care of everything and complete the work in time and within budget. Get ready before the rush. Schedule an appointment today at 954-829-2273. That's 954-829-2273. Or visit graphics-plus.biz.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. Optical Tel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. Optical Tel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Welcome to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs. He specializes in community association law. I'd like to give the show a call at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And by the way, Easy Apps, EAZI Apps. Such
Absolutely.
A great product.
Really, wasn't that something?
Yeah.
You know, and Janet was telling me that during the break, you can actually tell which users are using the app at the time. And during Hurricane Irma, she was able to see how many owners who live in foreign countries were trying to access information about what's going on with their properties that they own in Florida.
Beautiful.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Incredible. All right, how about we go to Bill in Fort Lauderdale?
Hi, how are you doing, Eric? Thank
how are you,
for
Bill?
Taking my call.
Sure thing.
All right, during the recent hurricane, we realized that we had quite a number of serious leaks through the windows, and it damaged the sheetrock in the apartment. But, however, the owners do own their own windows. Now, is the association responsible to repair the damages in the unit?
The question is, what was damaged? Are you talking about the windowsills themselves or the walls around the windows?
The walls around the windows where the caulking had failed on their windowsill.
Okay. So the question is, regardless of fault, regardless of anything, it boils down to the damaged area, right? Is it a common element or is it part of the unit? If it is a common, I'm sorry?
It's in the unit.
If it's in the unit, then it's going to be the unit owner's responsibility to repair or replace. If it's part of the common elements, and just make sure that that's the case, because typically what's located on the inside, certainly on the walls, typically is the responsibility of the association. I'm not doubting you. I'm telling you that, you know, maybe you want to make sure or get a legal opinion in that regard, because if it's a common element, yeah, then that's going to be responsibility of the association.
So the sheetrock is the association?
Yeah, typically, you know, and again, I don't want to say that this is in 100% of the cases, but certainly in at least 90-95% of the cases, whatever's below the paint, generally inside your unit, that's the association's responsibility
below
to fix.
Paint.
You know, as a good rule of thumb, that's generally what you'll find.
Yeah, because the water leaked through the channels of these windows that weren't properly sealed.
Yeah.
And it went behind the sheetrock and destroyed the sheetrock in the unit.
Uh-huh. Well, typically, again, you got to look at what your declaration says, but sheetrock, usually responsibility of the association. You know, even in my office, we have storm-resistant windows, and the wind must have been so strong that I walked into my office and I'm like, okay, it doesn't look like I had any roof leaks. That's great. The windows are still there, but then I actually walked over to the storm windows, and my office was soaked all around it. The water was getting in through the caulking that surround the windows.
Oh, just like them.
Yeah, exactly. Just like your story, exactly. So it's a good thing we came in here that night, and my kids and I were actually on the floor with paper towels and cleaning up all the windows so that the water didn't sit there for too long. So I know exactly where you're coming from, Bill.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You got it. Thanks for the call. How about we go to Elliot? Elliot, I understand, lives in Maryland.
I'm in Maryland, but the condo's in Fort Lauderdale. It's a 15-story building. It's a block off the ocean. Considerable damage during Wilma from just what you've been discussing, in through the sliders and so forth. But going backwards a little bit, in 2014, the board decided that since we were doing concrete restoration, they sent out a notice saying, you must remove your storm shutters. Everybody had storm shutters along the balconies. That sufficed through Wilma, did a wonderful job. There was never any damage to the building. So the board's rationale was, since we're going to have to waterproof the balcony surfaces, you must remove the shutters so they can pull the tracks up, waterproof the balcony surfaces. And then if your shutters were post-1996, they would be code compliant. You could reinstall them. However, if they're not, you will not be allowed to reinstall those shutters.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, we want everybody to put in impact windows.
Yeah.
So here is everybody just about put in their impact windows at $15,000 unit expense. And the hurricane shutters, which were old, for the most part, which served everybody quite well during Wilma, no damages, they were tossed. There were a couple of owners who said, I don't think you have a legal right. They're my shutters. And if you don't put my shutters back after you waterproof this building, you'll see me in court.
Right.
So the construction company and the board blinked. They said, okay, fine. Bottom line is, after Irma, there were about a total of maybe five units that still had hurricane shutters that were post-1996 or that they had reinstalled because they refused to listen to the board. No damage whatsoever. There's 52 units out. About five were saved. All the rest of them had serious water damage.
Really? So the non-compliant shutters actually did a better job than the than the hurricane-resistant glass?
Correct.
Well, I don't think the glass failed. The seal failed is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same as you had been discussing, mostly coming in through the sliders. Not necessarily the seals, but under the sliders.
I apologize, Bill, Elliot, but we're going to have to take a break in about a minute. So to answer your question, I don't think the board necessarily did anything wrong by telling the people that, hey, we're not going to allow you. Well, two things they didn't do wrong. Number one, it's very common when a board does concrete restoration to a building.
Yeah.
That you have to take down your shutters for a variety of reasons. Number one,
right.
Your shutters made holes in the
exactly.
building when they were drilled in. Those
right.
holes have to be repaired now. And then to say, listen, we're not going to let you put back non-Dade County approved shutters, very reasonable. They probably weren't even allowed to allow you to put it back at the time. So I don't have a problem with what they did. Maybe the problem lies in the engineer that designed the system or the contractor that put the new windows in, and they didn't do it correctly. If you're just telling me the damage was just so severe and the water was pouring in between the cracks, maybe you want to get another expert to now take a look at the windows and say, hey, this should never have been approved. The process that was used was wrong. It was the wrong caulking that was used. Sometimes I've had situations where we were told the caulking around certain materials, yes, you use that when you're inland, but you don't use it when you're right on the water like you say you are. Because the closer you are to the salt water, you got to use a different product. So
okay.
I would get an expert to get an opinion in that regard. But I apologize to you, Elliot, because we must take a mandatory break. Robin, I still see you're on the line. Love to take some calls also for Janet from Easy Apps. Taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer, and the number to call. We are loaded right now with calls, but get your last question in at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And you're busy.
Oh, I tell you.
Your schedule is out.
Busy. Yeah, October's going to be a wild month. I can't believe October's here.
I know. You're all over the map.
Right. We certainly will be. And remember, everybody, the election season is really now here for both condos and HOAs. And remember, if you don't get certified either a year before becoming a board member or within 90 days after becoming a board member, you are off the board automatically. And one way of getting certified is by attending our popular Condo Craze board certification course. We've now certified about 12,000 Floridians all over the state.
For free.
For free. And our class was approved by the DBPR to also provide two 2017 legal update credits and one human resource credit for all community association managers that attend. So attend with them.
And so here's our schedule. And as I said, Eric is all over the map. October 4th at 8:30 a.m. He'll be at the Broward Convention Center. That's at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
Yeah, guys, keep that in mind. That's a week away only, October 4th
right.
at 8:30 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
In Broward. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how fast the year is going. 6 days after that, October 10th at 8:30, we'll be in Bradenton, Florida, at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
October 18th at 8:30. 10:30 a.m., Orlando, Florida, at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
Two days after that in Tampa at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
And October 24th, the Palm Beach County Convention Center, again, L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
January 18th, your birthday. We'll be in Palm Beach at the Embassy Suites Hotel.
And we might be live there, right?
We might be live. That'll we got to figure that out. Get the logistics going.
Okay. February 15th, Hollywood, Florida. Dave and Buster's. That's going to be fun.
That should be fun. Absolutely. And again, just reserve early, everybody, at Condo Craze and HOAs.com. How about in the 2 minutes we got left, we go to Robin. How are you, Robin?
Hi. I live in a large condo complex, and I was at the budget committee meeting as an owner. It was disclosed that all our vendors, for example, the pool, the landscapers, are getting paid twice, and we don't know where the money's going. There's no answer. Obviously, someone is embezzling money.
I don't understand. Why would your contractors or landscapers or whatever they are be getting paid twice? Who admitted to paying these people twice?
Hello? Oh, she dropped. That's weird.
She gone? You there? You there, Robin?
I mean, someone's calling back, actually. But that's kind of weird. I wonder if they're actually paying the contractor twice and the contractor got the money twice, or if they're like paying once.
It could be worse. It could be three times.
Yeah.
What's she complaining about?
Exactly.
Right? Anybody there or no?
We're picking up the call right now. No, we don't have anybody.
Okay, so they're gone. Well, okay, that brings us to, you know, it's amazing how fast this hour goes, right? It's incredible.
Yes, it is.
Brings us to the end of another week on Condo Craze and HOAs. We'll have a busy week again next week. You know, we draft so much material each week to go after, and we just run out of time. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about condo crime. And, there was a lot of legislation passed to kind of prevent condo crime. But how about the crime that the state continues to steal your $4 from you?
That's right.
Year after year after year. I mean, it just, something absolutely needs to be done about it this legislative session. We're also going to talk about an interesting case that came down recently. Karen, if you walked into a courtroom and if you found out that the judge hearing your case is Facebook friends with the other attorney, how would you feel about it?
It's a problem.
Right? You kind of feel that's a problem. We'll tell everybody what the courts think about that. And we'll talk about another case next week, if we have time. Suppose the beautiful golf course next to you, that's right next to your community, says, you know what, we can't continue with the golf course anymore. We're losing money. We want to turn it into something else. Can you force them to remain a golf course so that you get to keep a beautiful property right next to you? And the answer may depend on what the governing documents say.
Oh, if it's not included in the docs, then it's golf course on a golf course.
I'm going to keep you guessing. Okay. We'll deal with it next week. Right?
Yeah, but if I bought my place because it's on a golf course.
That's right. And if it's still appealing to you and you still get some sort of benefit out of it, the court says you get to keep it. So we'll talk about that case next week. So many of our communities in Florida are dealing with golf course situations. Jan Bergerman likes to call them golf, not courses, golf curses. So, yeah, exactly. So we'll discuss all of those things and more next week at Sunday at 11 a.m. on Condo Craze and HOAs. Everybody have a wonderful week. Be well.